Welcome to the America's Jobs Team podcast. Every week, we dive deep with economic development professionals on leadership and other issues challenging our industry. Our goal is to equip listeners with the knowledge to grow their impact and influence. You are America's Jobs Team, and when you get stronger, communities thrive. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the America's Jobs Team podcast. I am Faye Davis. I am super excited to be here with Carla Soans today. It is our very first time recording in our brand new podcast studio.
In
our new building. And so if you hear some weird background noise, they are still kind of working on the building here and there outside of our office. So we're just going to roll with it today. Carla, how do you feel about it?
I feel good. You know, Faye, the topic of today's podcast is about the pains of change. And I don't know about you, Faye, but there's a lot of pains of change that comes with moving. That's why they call it like moving pains.
Moving pains, growing pains.
So, you know, we're in a building and it's great and it's beautiful, but there's still pieces of construction. So occasionally you hear loud noises and sometimes the stairwell's open, sometimes it's not.
Yep.
So it's kind of a surprise every day, which for me as a change junkie, it's not a big deal, but I know for other people, it rocks their world. So we're going to talk about change today.
We are. We're going to talk about change, change management. Like Carla said, the pain points that come along with it. And really just a good way to set it up is that the way we think about leadership at Consultants Connect is that all leadership is change leadership. Changes are always around. And this requires really a deep respect for those pains of change. So today, Carla and I will dive into all of the things related to change and what to look out for as a leader. So Carla, I'm going to let you dive into it.
Yeah. So I'm going to start by just saying we did a podcast recently about strengths. And when you think about your strengths and your inherent strengths, I said I'm a change junkie. And when you look at strengths, you can kind of see why. I have a lot of strengths that are kind of leaning towards like futuristic. Like I like to think about the possibilities of the future, but not everyone does.
No.
We are all uniquely different as human beings and as people, employees, leaders, family members, friends. And so for some people, when you say change,
it's scary.
It triggers a response and it's not a good one, right? So when you think about change, when people hear change, they always think of something being different. And that usually is some type of loss of what things were. So that's huge. And when as a leader, you need to know that change, you've usually had a lot longer of a time to wrap your mind around most changes than other people. So your kind of almost like grief cycle of the way things were was inherently longer than the people who are now just hearing about a change. Now, that's not always true. Sometimes as leaders, we don't know the change faster than anybody else, right? However, sometimes we're the ones relaying it. And I think that's really important that you know that change always involves some type of loss.
Yeah, 100%.
That's either real, like something really was lost, or it's perceived. But let's face it, perception is people's reality. And so if they feel like something is going to be lost, that is their reality. It's
right.
Real to them.
And as a leader, you have to act in accordance with that. You have to really understand what you're asking of people when you are relaying a change that's coming.
Mm-hmm. And you have to think about how that affects them and what their needs are. So I think, you know, I was at a conference recently and it really talked about, and it's so basic, but I feel like we're living in times where there has been a lot of change. And it's really easy to start to think about how, as leaders, we need to accelerate quickly, because I think we do. But in order to sometimes accelerate quickly and become better as leaders during times of rapid change, you almost need to go back to the basics. And basics of leadership is listening.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be a good leader without listening. And so in times of change, it's really important to be available, be accessible, and to allow people to really say what their needs are and how they feel. You may not be able to accommodate everything, but once you know, you are able to then make accommodations where you can. And most importantly, it really helps you as a leader frame okay, everybody was really worried about this and we can mitigate that. But if you don't know that that's what everybody's feels like the loss is, then you don't make the correct mitigation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important to listen. And I think it's really important to kind of differentiate between the changes. And I know you recently took a course, and so I could talk about it, but I feel like you really are the one that just took a course and you were talking to me about it. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Faye, to sure. really talk about the differences, the differentiation between change and why as a leader, it's really, really important for you to make that differentiation.
Yeah. So I very recently, Harvard has some really great courses online called edX, and they're free courses. Anyone can take them. And I recently went through one, and one of the things that it seems so obvious, but there's different types of change. And there's two different types, generally speaking, two really big buckets. But we talk about technical problems, and those are ones that can be solved by exercising your authority or relying on processes that are already established or already part of your mastery as a person. And then there's the adaptive challenges. So those are the hurdles that require leaders to build new capacities within themselves and within their teams to really overcome those. So that involves gaining new knowledge, setting up new processes, identifying where people's strengths lie to plug them into those situations. So if we're thinking about technical problems, let's use the healthcare industry or like a hospital for an example. A technical problem is something like somebody comes into the emergency room and you have somebody who leads that charge. And somebody comes into the emergency room and you have processes already in place. Like this person got in a car accident, you have to do a CT scan. And it's this leader is exercising authority. It is putting that person is putting people into the right spots, following a process of like, how do we diagnose this problem? And then how do we fix it? An adaptive challenge could be compared to somebody having to change their lifestyle in order to solve a health problem. And that person has to either gain new knowledge about the health habits that they have, the way they plan out their day and things like that. Adaptive challenges can also involve what's, you know, really prominent at the moment and will continue to stay that way. But DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion challenges within the workplace. So those are adaptive challenges because you are asking people to solve a challenge, to overcome a hurdle. But it involves people inherently changing their behavior and gaining new knowledge and figuring things out for themselves to be part of the solution. It is not something that the leader can do on their own. And it really sounds so simple, but it can be such an intricate concept to grasp. And the most common source of failure in leadership is a diagnostic failure where you're treating an adaptive challenge as if it is a technical problem.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's huge because I don't know about you all out there, but we've been through like with this, with COVID and just the way the world has been. I mean, just maybe we don't even call it COVID. Maybe we just say 2020,
mm-hmm.
because there was a lot that happened outside of COVID in 2020, in my opinion. And I feel like for leaders, it really shaped the way that you started to look at some of your plans. You went into 2020 with a plan. It really became, for most people, it was disruptive.
Mm-hmm.
And I was with a group of people recently that are all administrators for school systems. Talk about disruptive.
I can't even imagine.
It continues.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really continues every time there is a new mandate from the CDC that planning that they've done, it feels like it's disrupted again and you have to go back to the drawing board. And it's really hard as a leader sometimes to, it's easier to solve technical problems.
100%.
It's easier to think this person just needs to do this process because this process works, or what in the process failed.
Right.
And that's really important. And there are a lot of huge monumental changes that can be made. And you made great examples of how the processes in healthcare systems have advanced. And if somebody didn't care about the technical problems, we wouldn't have had those advancements, right? But we're also living in a time where there are a lot of adaptive changes. We have people in remote work situations. We have, as you mentioned, a lot of companies that are trying to be more thoughtful and intentional about their diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging practices and what that really means, not only to their work and to their team, but also for their outcomes mm-hmm. and for their bottom line and their business. And that requires a whole nother level of leadership that's not just about diagnosing a problem.
Right. And most problems, actually really all problems nowadays, have those technical and adaptive components. So you were just talking about the school systems, you know, March 2020 hits. There is a series of technical problems there, right? Like it for the teachers and for the staff, it is a series of technical problems that they can solve. But the adaptive challenge is getting the families on board. It's getting the kids on board. It's instilling new habits within people to succeed in this new remote environment. And now we're going the other way. So now we're facing this adaptive challenge of getting people to come back on board, to be okay with working in the in-office environments and things like that. It's just the pains of change are real, and they have been very, very intense over the last year and a half. Mm-hmm.
And I think what's also really interesting is that when most people think about those technical problems, you usually have a start and an end time. Like you never know when a technical problem is going to arise, and you're constantly working on processes, right? But once you identify them, you can put it into, okay, this is problem X and it can be solved by doing this, this, and this, and we'll probably have that solution deployed by Y. And so you can put things into a start and finish. And you know there's going to be another start and finish coming soon, but you can actually celebrate the success of the finish, right?
100%.
For a technical problem. And as leaders, it feels good to have solved a problem. With adaptive problems, you are solving them, but you don't have that mountaintop moment. It's celebrating at the outlooks, you know, like you're making a climb and you're stopping and looking down to say, like, we got this far mm-hmm. or celebrate where we're at, but we're still going to go, because humans adapting to new habits and new processes is an ongoing constant. You have to embrace that as a journey, because every time you onboard everyone, you're onboarding them into those processes and you're constantly changing the processes. So that adaptive change and just being okay with that and embracing it as your role as a leader to support people in those moments and to make sure that your team knows that this is where we all are.
Right. And I think that is such a key point, because oftentimes the leaders, right, people that are being led think that the leader has all the problems. But 90% of the time, an adaptive change is led by a person who is also just trying to figure out the way as they go. And you, as the leader of these changes, you have to get on the balcony and see where the push-pull is. You have to be able to step outside of yourself and have that moment where you look back, or you look down, or you look at the bigger picture. You get in that 50,000 foot view to see, like, these are the tensions that are going on. It's disruptive. How do I fix it? But those are not always technical challenges. That's often behavioral. But leaders are in the middle of it. You are in that gap between where you were and where you want to be, just as much or maybe slightly ahead of where your team is going
to
be.
And that really brings us back to the beginning where we were talking about basics, because it comes down to, are you able to listen? And look, listen, I think leading is one of the most wonderful blessings I've had in my life. It also is really hard. And just when you think that you kind of things are going well, like another challenge comes and things are going well, right? But challenges cause you to have to think about how to solve them. And I'm just a human being just like you. And I am oftentimes like responsible for setting the charge of how to solve the problem, but I don't know all of the answers. Mm-hmm. And I hope that the team recognizes that as change is happening, I'm going through it too. So I have my own perspective, my own emotions, my own feelings, and it's my job to listen, kind of bring everything together and kind of set a tone for moving forward. And that's a very, we're asking humans to do something that is going to be an imperfect process. And so there has to be that extension of grace, but you will not be able to be in a team that extends you the grace if you aren't listening.
100%.
You have to listen.
And I think that's such a good point to end on, because people do inevitably expect authority figures to have all the answers and to restore normalcy, right? If you're in the middle of a change, like Carla, you're a point leader, like bring us back to normal right now. And that's it's not realistic to expect that of people, because it puts so much pressure on leaders to have all of the answers rather than asking the right questions and listening. Just like, you know, we started with that with the podcast. You just brought it up again. And I think it's a great note to end on. So do you have any parting words for our listening audience?
The only thing that I will say is that, you know, I think people are experiencing a lot of change fatigue, and rightfully so. I mean, I think when you look around your teams, your offices, you know, there's a lot of excitement about everything that we've gone through and overcome and what the future of our, you know, organizations and our communities are, because we have robust project, you know, pipelines, and the economy is booming in a lot of ways. But we still have this kind of underlying feeling of like, whew, like, I just need to get back into a routine.
Like, when do I get
sort.
To take a breather after
yeah.
all this?
And you see that, like, you when you're interacting with people now back to in-person events, it's like everyone's so excited to see each other. But when you really start talking, you can kind of feel that weight on people. And I was at a event recently and they were talking about that, and they were just kind of encouraging leaders. And what they said was, listen, people are worn out. You're worn out in a lot of ways. Your team's worn out in a lot of ways. Your community members are worn out in a lot of ways. If you're a teacher, your students and your faculty are worn out. You know, parents are worn out. Everybody is worn out to a certain extent. But that isn't an excuse to opt out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really critical right now. Like, you're in a leadership position. You're paid to do a job that you were selected to do, and you can't opt out just because you're tired.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not done yet. And we're going to get to the point where you can take breaks and you have to, you know, protect yourself and do that self-care, but you can't opt out. But that's not just the leader, Faye. It's not just the point leader. It's everyone. Like, you are doing amazing work for your community, regardless of what seat in an organization, on an organizational chart, you sit in. And just because you're worn out doesn't mean you can opt out. We have to keep the customer in mind. We have to keep each other in mind and treat each other knowing that we've all been through our own version of something in the past year that has given us that little bit of weight.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to just kind of love each other through it.
100%.
You can't opt out.
Can't opt out. People are worn out, but you can't opt out. I love it. Well, on that note, everyone, we are looking forward to another conversation with you next week.
Thanks for sticking with us to the very end. And again, a huge thank you to our sponsors, Research on Investment and Gazelle AI. The America's Jobs Team podcast releases episodes every week that are specifically curated for economic developers like you looking to stay in the know about industry trends, leadership development, career management, growing high-performing organizations, and so much more. So don't forget to subscribe. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Podcasts, or really any other preferred podcast outlet that you use. America's Jobs Team is audio engineered by Joshua Wieders and produced by Faye Davis.